Case number 10,271, Brian Patricia Shannon. Let's see, south of Route 18, 1,035 feet west of Route 40, Road 46. A special use exception for a pond on less than 5 acres.
Well, you don't have to be sworn in if you're representing him, but if he's going to testify.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, sir.
I'm Patrick E. Vanderslice from the law firm of Moore & Rutt, on behalf of Brian and Patricia Shannon. They're requesting a special use exemption for a pond on less than 5 acres. Their piece of parcel land is 1.7346 acres, plus or minus. This pond is going to be located in the back part of their property. This is a rural area. It's farmland behind. The Shannons actually purchased this property in 2005 and was one of the properties. Thankfully, there wasn't a residence on the property. It was completely flooded when we had the big floods a couple years ago. Mr. Shannon contacted Mr. Arthur, and I believe that was part of the packet he submitted the pond data sheet. And at that time, Mr. Arthur told him he would have to apply for the special use exemption. The size of the pond is 1,100 square feet. The depth of excavation is 12 feet. Depth of water, 8 feet to 10 feet. Side slopes, 2-to-1 or 3-to-1. All the spoil placement will be put on the property to help with the grade, as Mr. and Mrs. Shannon hope to someday build on this piece of property. I don't see any neighbors here, but my client has talked to the neighbors, and they support it. In fact, the 1 acre parcel beside it is an empty lot. Mrs. Fields, that lives right beside, is the lady that sold the property to Mr. and Mrs. Shannon. As this pond will help with the drainage and also be aspect for wildlife, as it is in a rural area, doesn't seem to be in any of this that it will adversely affect any of the properties nor alter the essential character of the neighborhood, as this is a rural area, not in a subdivision.
Okay. Okay. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Burton?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay, hearing no questions. Now, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Mr. Chairman, I have a letter here in favor. It's a property directly joins it. I can't read the reeds or feeds?
It's Sally Fields. That is
Fields.
The, yes.
Okay, Fields. Has no objection to the pond and hope that the special use exception will be granted.
Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, I don't see where the request for the special use will substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties. I make a motion we approve case number 10,271.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,271. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen.
You too, sir.
Case number.